Joined here today by Lacey Davis of Coon Rapids Baird as she makes the announcement that she's going to be heading up to Buena Vista to continue her education as well as her volleyball career. Lacey, appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations. How you been?
Thank you, Jeff. Life's been good. It's been good.
That's absolutely great to hear. You make this decision. How long of a process has this been for you, and how did it feel to have things wrap up?
Last year, my junior year, like the winter, I think is when I started thinking about colleges and looking around at colleges. But then during, like around Christmas time is when I was really like looking around, visiting colleges, seeing what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. And now that I like know where I'm going, it's just a big weight lifted off my shoulders.
How did you start the process? Did you start reaching out to schools, or did you start getting some feelers from some schools to see if you were interested?
Our weights coach, Coach Johnson, he sent out inquiry for me with like my stats and made like a little hype video for me and sent it out to some of the surrounding schools. And because of that, I had a lot of schools reach out to me. Iowa Central reached out to me. Waldorf University reached out to me. Like those are the first main two that were really interested. And then after that, I kind of was looking into schools and like programs. And after that, I kind of just, started reaching like myself out to like the schools that hadn't reached out yet. And BV offered, like they just contacted back, and that was one of my top places that I wanted to go.
So you said Iowa Central, Waldorf, maybe the first two that reached out to you. What were some of those early conversations with those two schools like?
They just wanted to know, like, what got me interested in their school, which obviously they just sent out the inquiry, but they wanted to know more about, like, what I wanted to go to school for, like, if I was playing club ball this year, just like kind of stuff like that, just like a little small conversation. And then they asked me to come on campus for a couple of days, but I didn't visit any of those places.
So when you started sending out your highlight video then to other schools, what was kind of the criteria of what you were looking for that made you decide who you were all going to send it out to?
I kind of just looked at the schools that had a good psychology program since that I wanted to go like, wanted to go to school for psychology. So obviously like education and then I like athletics. So like I just wanted to go to a school that had a good psychology program, which that narrowed it down to about a few. And I wanted to go D3. I didn't really want to go NAIA, but I did visit Midland and I did talk to their volleyball coach for a while. But I just kind of looked at those schools more and then focused on sending it there, because like I didn't really feel like there was a point to send my highlight videos to schools that I really didn't want to go and that didn't have a good psychology program.
So was it the education part that really was the deciding factor for you a lot on this, or how much of a role did volleyball play in this?
I mean, even if I couldn't have played volleyball at BV, I think I still would have chose the school just because their psychology program is so good. But obviously, I really, really wanted to play volleyball, and I put a lot of time and effort into talking with the coach, and I'm just really happy that I'm able to do both and that I kind of got, like, exactly what I wanted.
Along with BV, who are some of the other schools that you sent things out to, and then who did y'all hear from?
I sent to BV. I sent, obviously, all the schools in the surrounding area, got my inquiry from Coach Johnson. That would be, like, Wartburg got it. What are some of the other schools? Like the surrounding Simpson, the Simpson coach followed me on Huddle and then reached out to me for a little bit. So I was kind of talking there and I had a visit scheduled with Simpson. But then afterwards, I kind of talked to the BV volleyball coach a lot more and I decided that that was where I wanted to go. So I canceled my visit. Which she wasn't very happy, but.
Which schools did you all go ahead and get visits to?
I visited BV again about two more times, and then I visited Midland and Central. Those are the schools that I actually went and visited.
What stood out for you about each of those campuses, and did anybody come close to BV and where maybe you were thinking about going?
I did like Central. Central was nice. The only like down part was their campus is super spread out. It's a lot of walking, and like BV has a nice little underground walkway. I don't have to go outside in the cold if I don't want to. And my visit with the Central volleyball coach didn't really go that well. She basically told me that she was not looking for any DSs and that they had a lot of DSs already lined up. So that was kind of a bummer. So I kind of put it semi out of the running because I knew that if I went, I probably wouldn't be playing much and that they didn't really need me. And then Midland was okay. I just didn't really get, like, I just couldn't really see myself there like I could at BV.
What were the early conversations with the BV coaches like, and how interesting was this process? What did you learn about yourself and about college volleyball through these discussions with the coaches?
It's obviously going to be a lot more challenging than it is at a little 1A school than to go play D3 college, but he was really nice, and he's been really helpful. I've talked on the phone with him several times. And he's just such a good guy. And he has talked to me about their main aspect up there is mindset. And he really focuses on the mindset of playing volleyball. And so that's going to be a lot, like, up there. Because in here at Kuhn, it's more, like, skill, practice. But up there, he says he practices more mindset and mind over matter. And that if you, like, believe that you can do good, then you're going to do good.
Where does he see you fitting in? DS, as we know, but right side, left side, middle back, libero, what's kind of the early discussions been like?
I don't know. There's about three other DSs coming in. I haven't really talked to him about, like, position-wise. I basically told him that I'll play back row wherever he wants me to go.
And you kind of said that you'd even play middle up front if needed, right?
That's right.
Where do you feel like your strengths are as a volleyball player and as a DS?
I prefer left back. Middle back is fine. Right side, none. I can play right side. I played right side my sophomore year for about half a season. And when I played on Ohana, I played right side and sometimes middle back, but I feel like I'm better at left back, and I feel like I can read the ball better in left back.
Is it just more experience there, or is it just completely a comfort level?
I think it's more comfort. I like being closer. I like being on the same side as the setter on the other side. I feel like I can read the setter better based on left back. Like, I can see her. She's a little bit closer. So then I can read the hitters a little bit more.
Where do you feel you still need to get better as a volleyball player?
I would say my hands and pins and stuff. My pin handles probably could use some work. just like second ball. And then obviously just there's always room for improvement. I can always do better.
Where are you going to play? Are you playing anywhere this summer or working anywhere to get some work in?
I'm not playing on a team this year, but I go in and practice every once in a while with my sister, Lexi. She comes in with me. She hits me. She throws me down balls. We get up the net just for some extra reps.
So you mentioned the Simpson coach a little disappointed when you canceled your visit because you were going to BV.
Yeah.
What was the reaction like from the BV coaches when you told them that you were coming?
Oh, he was really happy. He basically told me that he was super happy to have me and that he was excited. And then he began sending me the names and the phone numbers of, like, the other girls on the team so that I could get a feel and meet everyone. And he invited me up to stay the night with the team and for him to personally show me around campus. So I have an overnight visit set up coming up here soon. And he was just a really nice guy, and he was just really, like, excited for me, I could tell, which is awesome.
Have you had any conversations with Jade Hayes, who played up there, of course, of Coon Rapids?
I need to go talk to her.
Reaching out to her, probably a good idea. So when are you heading up there then for your overnight?
It'll be a couple months. It'll probably be closer to May after, like, I'm out of school after graduation.
Have you started having conversations with some of the girls on the team?
Oh, for sure. I have a couple of friends that I've talked on the phone with a little bit, some FaceTimes. It's exciting. I'm really excited to be able to play with them, and I like that I can talk to them now and we can become like closer, and then when we go to like practice and meet, then it's not like awkward because I don't know anyone. I like have friends and I'm excited.
Do you know any of the other incoming freshmen yet?
Yep. Like I said, the coach gave me like everyone's phone numbers and everyone's names, and he did all the same to them. So we've kind of just all added each other on Snapchat and have been Snapchatting each other, FaceTiming.
Well, that sounds like you guys are going to build a nice, you know, camaraderie before you even get on campus,
yeah.
Which is awesome. Let's talk about the psychology part of this. So you said you want to be a psych major. What do you want to do with that?
Yeah.
What's kind of the goals for you with the education side of things in the future?
Yeah, so I want to major in psychology. I maybe double major, minor in Spanish. But I, after BV, I would have to go to grad school. And I have to get, I'll just have to get a different degree, master's, maybe PhD. But my goal is to be a clinical psychiatrist. And then I would work in like a treatment facility for like the mentally ill and the clinically insane.
How did you get interested in that? Is there a family connection with her?
I don't know. Just the human mind really interests me.
That's awesome.
I've taken, I want to say 5 or 6 psychology college courses through DMAC. And I just, the mindset of why people do things and say things and why people are the way they are and like what causes people to be different than everyone else, it just really interests me.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations, Lace. It's always good to catch up with you. Appreciate you giving us some time here today. I think you're going to do great up there, both classes-wise and also with the volleyball team. So congratulations, and I'm sure we'll see you soon, maybe this summer or maybe even before.
For sure.
Lacey Davis again with Coon Rapids Bear joining us here today. As again, she's headed up to BV to get, again, further her education as well as play volleyball.